Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 3rd of May 2023. The Bible reading today is 2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 5:5. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and our momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Today's article, titled Tired Tents, was written by Arthur Jackson. The tent is tired. Those were the words of my friend Paul, who pastors a church in Nairobi, Kenya. Since 2015, the congregation has worshipped in a tent-like structure. Now Paul writes, "Our tent is worn out and is leaking when it rains." My friend's words about the tent's structural weakness remind us of the Apostle Paul's words regarding the frailty of our human existence. Outwardly, we are wasting away. While we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened. Though the awareness of our fragile human existence happens relatively early in life, we become more conscious of it as we age. Indeed, time picks our pockets. The vitality of youth surrenders reluctantly to the reality of aging. Our bodies, our tents, get tired. But tired tents need not equate to tired trust. Hope and heart needn't fade as we age. Therefore, we do not lose heart, the apostle says. The one who has made our bodies has made himself at home there through his Spirit. And when this body can no longer serve us, we'll have a dwelling not subject to breaks and aches. We'll have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your continual presence. When I'm physically uncomfortable, help me to trust you as I anticipate an eternal dwelling that will last forever. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Andrew, and today's encouragement was provided Places at Our Daily Bread Ministries.